What we value may very well be found in the Yellow Pages, but that which takes up so much space, writes Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill, may not be what we really need in our society and in our lives.
Yellow Pages are almost extinct. I miss them. They once offered me a profile of our cultural habits. By looking at the number of ads appearing for certain goods and services, you get an idea of the priorities people have. Some years ago, I let my fingers do the walking through the Yellow Pages, and I came up with this. Restaurants turned up first, with the most listings covering 12 pages. Automobiles also had 12 pages of listings, as did insurance brokers, physicians, with dentists trailing by 4 pages. Lawyers, on the other hand, came in with a whopping 26 pages. One thing was clear to me: man does not live by bread alone. Church listings consisted of only 1.5 pages. Tucked away in a bottom corner, on barely an eighth of a page, a lone escort service advertised. Its message, understated, was surprisingly delicate and read, "Upscale, discreet, entertainment at its best." Curious that sex and religion hardly advertise at all, while lawyers can't advertise enough. Human survival depends on sex. Religion has informed our moral conduct for eons. I think the message here is that we've discovered more about human sexuality than was first suspected, and learned there's more to religion than rewarding the righteous and punishing sinners. Those keenly aware of this don't advertise much these days because they know there are only a few out there buying any such notions. Comparatively, the volume of legal advertising is staggering. Ads may picture lawyers looking like just folks in a feel-good family portrait. Others show snapshots of grisly accident scenes with an EMT personnel working feverishly over mangled bodies. Doctors trade in injuries too, but they don't use broken bodies to advertise. Lawyers assure us, however, that they're only making sure our rights are protected. I saw only one page of ads for funeral services. Wedding services listings covered 2.5 pages, most of which were catering. Comparing the number of advertisements for cars, food, doctors, dentists, insurance, and lawyers, love and death are small potatoes. In comparing the volume of certain advertisements, there's good and bad news. We live longer, but we have more health problems and therefore need more doctors. Cars are a way of life, and we service them as regularly as we do our bodies, but I see few, if any, advertisements for feeding our souls. Our currency boldly declares, "In God we trust," but the insurance premiums we're willing to pay tell another story. Comparing the tiny advertisements for escort services to the 12 full pages for restaurants indicates to me we prefer eating out than having sex. Why so many lawyers? I think we're losing our sense of community and how we're all in this life together. Do we believe our differences can be resolved only by creating adversarial relationships? Must winning always trump cooperation? I hope not. I know we're better than that. Imagine the day we find hundreds of mediation services available in the Yellow Pages. And yes, if you have a phone, you have a mediator, and the first consultation is free. George Merrill on the Shore.